MuscleCarsDanbury.com, serving you across New York and Connecticut.
Good morning, everybody. It's Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD, 7:15 on this Thursday morning.
And yes, there will be an Eagle Fest this year. Teton Lake Reservation in Ossining is putting it on. Kevin Carter is the executive director of Teton, and we are ready for Eagle Fest.
Yeah, well, we love putting on the Eagle Fest. And the fact that the community loves it so much, too. We felt we had to do something this year. And, of course, we want to make sure it's safe for COVID-19. So our creative staff, our wonderfully creative staff, have come up with a week-long version of the festival, which has got mostly virtual events, but some limited in-person events. And we're really thrilled to be putting it on. We know people need something to look forward to and something happy and inspirational, and Eagle Fest is definitely all those things.
Have you seen any eagles yet this year?
Yes, we have, especially on the colder days. We have spotted them, and they are popping up in some of the places where we see the overwintering eagles year after year, like George's Island and the Croton Dam. So, yeah, very excited to be seeing them in the area.
All right, what can we look forward to this year for Eagle Fest?
It's a week-long festival starting January 30th and going to February 6th. We have Ready for Raptors with Christine's Critters. She's a really terrific presenter who has a bald eagle, and she'll be giving a program on the opening day of Eagle Fest, Saturday, January 30th. We'll have Teton Birds of Prey on Sunday, January 31st. We'll do a special presentation on Monday, how to select birding optics working with our sponsor, Zeiss Optics. Those guys are really fantastic. We'll do Raptors for Rookies on Tuesday, digiscoping and phone scoping on Wednesday. We have a terrific new presenter, Holly Merker, new to us, who's doing ornithotherapy, which is the incredible therapeutic power of birding. And she'll do that on Thursday, February 4th. And then coming into the final weekend, we're doing Birding for Kids on Friday, February 5th. Christine with the Bald Eagle will be again with us on Saturday, February 6th. And then to close out the festival on Sunday, the 7th, Teton will present Hudson Valley Wildlife. And all the programs are available for purchase either individually or as a bundle on teton.org.
So there you go, teton.org. It looks like they've got some great events planned.
Yeah, and with so many kids being homeschooled, this is some great events for the kids to view online together. And that's wonderful. Yeah, it sounds good.
And it starts January 30th.